What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're going to close the phone lines for a while here. We may open them a little bit later in the hour. But for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire. So, Lady Claire, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about something happening very currently in Vietnam. Now, what the Vietnamese government has done has been to arrest Deputy Security Minister in an unprecedented anti-corruption campaign, something that makes you look and go, wow, okay?
Yep.
And in a move that has stunned Vietnamese society, authorities in Hanoi have arrested one of the country's most powerful security officials, allegedly for helping a business tycoon and former intelligence agent escape abroad. The move is described as unprecedented in modern Vietnamese history, and it signals a widening of the anti-corruption campaign that has started in 2016 and is now affecting Vietnam's powerful intelligence agencies. Now, Mike, Vietnam boasts one of Asia's fastest-growing economies, but that growth has been severely hampered by corruption, which is endemic in the communist country of 93 million. In its most recent Corruption Perceptions Index, Transparency International ranked Vietnam 107th out of the world's 180 countries and behind nations like Colombia, Albania, and Zambia. Okay. And, you know, I'm thinking about this. It's too bad that U.S. government officials are not rooting out the insane and extreme corruption of its own security apparatus officials.
Well, Trump did fire Comey. That was a good start,
yeah,
but he didn't go far enough.
No, he didn't. You know, and I just have to wonder where the U.S. government is on this list by Business Transparency. I would imagine it's not that close to the top. Would you?
I actually, the last time I heard, it's definitely sinking down.
Yeah, yeah. Another thing about ICE. Apparently, a man was arrested for soliciting the murder of ICE agents and threatening to slit Senator John McCain's throat. Now, the guy is facing a 5-year prison term for inciting violence against federal agents and politicians. Now, beside offering $500 for the head of an ICE agent, the suspect urged someone to slit the throat of John McCain. Now, law enforcement agents arrested Brandon Zebrowski from Cambridge, Massachusetts, on Thursday morning in New York. The 33-year-old was charged with one count of use of interstate and foreign commerce to transmit a threat to injure another person. Now, he registered with a reader's name, called on more than 400, let me repeat that number, 400 of his Twitter followers to commit violent crimes against U.S. public officials. And besides repeated calls to slit the throat of Senator John McCain from Arizona, the suspect is also being accused of murder for hire. Now, Mike, this is where we are right now. Welcome to Maxine's Water America, folks, where the attempted assassination of law enforcement and government officials represents the new normal. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, looking back at that brilliant and pivotal and wonderful Martin Luther King speech, when Reverend King gave that speech, I Have a Dream, in D.C., I got to tell you, I'm pretty sure that this was not what he was talking about.
I don't think he'd be very pleased at all with what's going on these days.
Yeah. And apparently there was kind of a brouhaha to which this lady is singularly unaccustomed. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert refused to condemn Thursday's coalition airstrike on a school bus in Yemen. Now, this strike left as many as 50 people dead and 63 injured, and the vast majority were children, little ones, trying to get whatever education you can possibly get in Yemen, which I can't imagine is great. And as Zero Hedge reported previously, Saudi, UK, U.S. coalition jets scored a direct hit on the school bus packed with children as it drove through a crowded marketplace in Dayan in the rebel-held north of the country.
Now, mind you, this is an attack on non-combatants.
Yeah.
That is a war crime.
And
the UN General Secretary is calling for an independent investigation.
Mm-hmm. And during the State Department's daily press briefing, Newart was asked point blank by journalists, and God bless him, started with AP's Matt Lee, whether the U.S. condemned the attack. And apparently the whole exchange is worth watching, especially as Matt Lee lays out the case for direct U.S. complicity in the attack on a bus packed with children from the start of his questions. And he said, the Saudis obviously are the ones who conducted this, but did they do that with weapons supplied by the U.S. and training supplied by the U.S. and with targeting data supplied by the U.S.? How can something like this happen, he said. And there was, we need to do a shout-out.
Yeah, we need to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network.
Okay.
And there's the issue. They can say, the Saudis were doing this, but it's U.S.-supplied weapons, U.S.-supplied support, U.S.-supplied targeting data.
Yeah.
So to me, unless somebody's going to say that it was just a hideous accident, mm-hmm. then they intended to bomb that market square.
And the kids.
And they caught the bus in it.
Yeah. And apparently, the State Department's Heather Newart is not willing to condemn the Saudis for their airstrike on the school bus. She wants to wait for the Saudis to conduct their own investigation.
Well, I know how that's going to come on out. Those children all committed suicide. They were really, really depressed.
Of course, course. And now this, to me, I just want to vomit. Now we're tried to obfuscate the issue by saying, I can't confirm all the details because we were not there on the ground. Not only did she refuse to say the State Department condemned the attack, but wouldn't so much as agree to simply call for an independent investigation into the incident. She only called for a Saudi-led inquiry. Now, equivocating and lying are Newart's most precious and valuable skills. In her mind, Mike, I am quite certain that these wounded kids were just collateral damage. Didn't matter in the grander scheme of things. But as you said, this assassination of children is a war crime, pure and simple. And do you know what I want to happen with this lady?
Mm-hmm.
I want her airlifted to the place where she has to go on the ground and look at these children who've been killed or maimed for life. That's what I'd like to see, just how dispassionate she can be at that point.
I remember Madeleine Albright, you know.
Oh, why, it's worth it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other comment was, you know, why should I busy my beautiful little mind with that? Or was that Barbara
that
Bush?
That was Barbara
that
Bush.
That was Barbara Bush.
That was Barbara Bush.
Okay.
Yeah. And going back to the U.S. and the penal system here in this country, which is engineered to fail. And this article comes to us from blacklistednews.com. How Florida's prison and DRM made $11.3 million worth of prisoners' music disappear. Now, they used to use what's called Access Corrections $100 MP3 players to listen to their music, purchase, and access their other digital files. But the Department of Corrections in Florida has terminated its contract with Access Corrections in favor of the notorious industry leader JPay, a company that once claimed ownership of inmates' correspondence with their families and had inmates who violated the company's lengthy terms of service punished with solitary confinement and became notorious for selling digital postal stamps to prisoners who want to message their loved ones. Prisoners need to spend one postage stamp per page of electronic text. And the price of postage stamps always goes up around Mother's Day. Well, you know, go figure. And apparently this JPay is a notorious division of Securus, which was known for selling and even giving away access to U.S. and Canadian cell phone location data without a warrant and without notice to the tracked individuals. Now, neither company, JPay nor Access Corrections, have offered prisoners any way to move their music purchases from their old device to the new ones. And prison rules ban prisoners from owning more than one device at a time. So even if prisoners wanted to keep their Access Connection devices without the ability to buy new music, they do so at the cost of not being able to use a JPay device, which would severely curtail their access to correspondence with family members, in addition to cutting off access to reading material, educational material, and other electronic sources. Now, Mike, if I understand this correctly, there is no technical reason here why the files cannot be transferred.
I wouldn't see where there would be. I mean, they're just ordinary MP3s.
Yeah.
You know, it's a matter of either hooking the devices together or copying the first device onto an intermediate machine and then plugging the second device in and copying it back out. But, you know, JPay is just taking advantage of these people who are already in prison. They're obviously working in the prison factory and they're being gouged for what little money they're making.
And it may just be a coincidence that JPay stands to earn fresh millions from prisoners repurchasing their music, and that the prison system stands to earn millions more in commission. But whatever the reason, the whole thing is just completely unfair. And it imposes millions in cost on the struggling and innocent families of incarcerated people. Now, the Florida Department of Corrections is already earning record sums, a killing, if you will, taking a cut from every time a prisoner's family pays to transfer money into the prisoner's JPay.
Okay, so that's where they're getting the money.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And, Mike, it makes me think, in Florida and elsewhere in the U.S., prisoners are never rehabilitated nor given the opportunity to return to a better life because they are unto themselves a profit center in the state in which they're incarcerated. The system nationwide is engineered to fail.
Yeah, that you're right. It's become another scam.
Yeah, yeah. And if now I have a hug and a punch with the work of Michael Moore, as you know.
Yes.
But his film, Who Do We Invade Next, was absolutely
that
priceless.
That one was brilliant.
When he talked about incarceration in other countries like Sweden, and where people, I mean, it looks like a dormitory. It doesn't look, you know, there are no huge bars anywhere, and it's on an island, so they have nowhere to go.
Yeah. It looked like a village.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just...
Yeah. And I remember looking at that and thinking, these people are being treated like people who could someday get out of the system, go back to their lives, go back to their families, go back to their kids, their moms and their dads, and go back and integrate with society. But in the U.S., it appears to be, you know, just the absolute opposite.
No, once you're in the system, they keep you in there.
Yeah.
Do you know that these prison factory companies will literally have a contract where it says that the police force for the state or the court system guarantees a minimum number of prisoners will be locked up in these prison factories, or the state has to pay a penalty. So there's a financial incentive to just, you know, grab kids and arrest them.
Yeah.
That could have been the motive behind this stupid thing the Chicago police did that's got the neighborhood riled up, where took a truck full of Nike shoes. The back was left open. It was parked on the side. They were just waiting for some kids to come on over and grab the shoes so they could be arrested.
It was entrapment. And now let's go to our dear Vice President, Michael Pence. Michael Pence says America's Space Force will seek peace through strength. Insert ominous music here. Vice President Pence delivered a speech on Thursday outlining President Trump's vision of a space force, an idea that Trump has repeatedly riffed about at rallies over the last several months. And what he said, now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people and to our nation. Pence said the time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
It sounds like it's out of a cheap 1950s science fiction movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Heinlein could have written it. Described by the vice president as a new sixth branch of the armed forces, separate but equal to the other branches, the Space Force would be tasked with confronting the new battlefield of outer space. But my response to this is no, Mr. Vice President. This program is engineered to play catch-up against those weapons Russia and China already have, against which the U.S. military has no present defense. And there are a ton of them, Mike.
Well, again, it's just a cash grab. And war in near Earth orbit could literally isolate us.
Yeah.
You know, if they everything starts blowing up and destroying each other, it would be like a domino effect.
Yeah.
We could find ourselves unable to go into space for hundreds of years.
That could be very counterproductive.
But, you know, people who do war, they don't think long term.
Yeah.
You know, they win the war now and then they take the unused chemical weapons. They just dump them in the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, they're using depleted uranium. They don't care what it's going to do to the population after the war is over. It's just we've got to win and we've got to win now.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hugely expensive. Mm-hmm. And to be very honest, I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. Mike, did you go over this first couple of hours?
No, I didn't.
Okay. The Russian Prime Minister Medvedev has said new U.S. sanctions would be a declaration of economic war against Russia. And Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev warned that the United States on Friday that Russia would regard any U.S. move to curb the activities of its bank as a declaration of economic war against which it would retaliate. And he says our American friends should make no mistake about it. Medvedev also noticed that Russia has a long history of surviving economic restrictions and never caved into pressure in the past. Our country has been living under constant pressure through sanctions for the last 100 years, he said, accusing the U.S. and its allies of employing sanctions to undercut global competition. Like, for example, declaring that Crimea was annexed by Russia, which never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened. He also said that the U.S. targeting Russia's gas exports to Europe, Washington wants to push its own LNG, liquid natural gas, shipments to the continent. It's absolutely non-market anti-competition measure aimed at strangling our capacities.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, come on, guys.
That's exactly what it is. You know, and I'm starting to get this idea. Trump's idea of making America great is to knock the rest of the world down. Mm-hmm. So,
and the question is, can they do that? And Medvedev also pointed out that the U.S. is simultaneously imposing tariffs on China, and the Chinese obviously don't like it. No one does. And in a companion story that comes out of whatdoesitmean.com comes the following headline, originally from Sputnik. U.S. establishment push sanctions to derail Ron Paul's mission to Russia. Did you go
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul's mission to Russia. Did you go over that earlier?
I mentioned it just in passing in relation to another article about this mixed message that Russia must be getting, where Rand Paul takes this handwritten note saying we want to have closer relations.
Yep.
Then they get the note from the State Department saying we're hitting you with sanctions over the Sergei Skripal situation. Yeah, and it's definitely an attempt to derail any possibility of ratcheting down the situation.
And what this article is saying is that President Donald Trump's enemies have helped launch new sanctions against Moscow that were timed to undermine this bid by Rand Paul to mend relations during his trip to Russia this week. And this comes from former Foreign Service officer and advisor to Senate Republicans leaders, Jim Jatras. That's what he told Sputnik. On Wednesday, the U.S. State Department rolled out two rounds of anti-Russian sanctions over the Skripal affair. The first will be implemented the 22nd of this month, and the second round 3 months later unless Russia gives an agreement to chemical weapons inspection.
Russia's never going to do that.
That's not going to happen. But look at the timing, okay? The second round is going to be 3 months later. And in 3 months, we have that November 4th drop-dead date by which no country on the planet is supposed to buy Iranian oil. Okay?
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break here for commercials.
Okay. Alrighty.
And we'll be right back with the show after these few words.
Okay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before Claire does her next story, we're watching on the corporate media those horrible, horrible fires out in California. And apparently they've arrested two arsonists. So I don't know why they set the fires, but two of them are in jail, and there may be more. I remember when I was a kid, again, farm country, New Hampshire, we had a summer when there was a firebug running around. That's what they called them back then. It was just somebody who just got excited playing with fire. Mm-hmm. And this one was burning down barns, or maybe it was an insurance fraud scam. I don't know. Anyway, get on back to your stories here.
Apparently, the UK is poised to demand extradition of Russian suspects in the Salisbury nerve agent attack. And apparently, the British government has prepared two extradition requests to Moscow for people they claim carried out the Salisbury nerve agent, according to The Guardian, citing Whitehall and security sources. And Mike, I'm looking at this and I'm shaking my head and I'm thinking that Prime Minister May has gone absolutely barking mad on this. And I believe it is to misdirect, just like a squid throws ink against the very badly designed Brexit talks. You know, why would the Russians would have done this at this point in time? Mike, this would have been both insane and illogical.
Well, we made that point a little bit earlier in the show, but yeah. I don't agree with you that this is just to distract from Brexit, although Brexit's definitely not going good. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, the United States just hit Russia with sanctions over this very case.
No, it was Skripal, wasn't it? Or was it Salisbury? I thought it was over the Skripal case. Two cases.
Well, yeah, but by saying we have suspects and we want to extradite them from Russia, mm-hmm. you know, they're providing support to the story here. Now, Russia, of course, is not going to extradite anybody until somebody comes up with some evidence of actual wrongdoing, which mm-hmm. is not going to happen.
No, they have no evidence. All they've got is bluster and charges.
Yep.
And apparently in China, there has been a new Chinese military video. It's called War in Front of Me, showing off the range of advanced weaponry.
It's actually a very well done video. And the first part of it is basically showing Chinese soldiers having to leave their families to go on up.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it shows the array of new weapons that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good quality production. They put a lot of work into this one.
Yeah. One of the articles I read stated that the video further appeals to masculine sense of duty and sacrificial hardship, as there are a series of scenes, as you mentioned, depicting men saying tearful goodbyes to their children and their spouses, after which infantry soldiers give fierce battle cries while waving the communist national flag, interspersed with overhead shots of huge intercontinental ballistic missiles in a silo and an aircraft carrier battle group. And the narration includes the first lines, "Peace behind me, war in front of me, pick up the steel gun. We must let go of the children."
Yep.
And in a further development, apparently today, China fired 6 warning shots to the U.S. Navy in the South China Sea.
They weren't shots.
What were they?
The headline is a little misleading. They were radio warnings.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was a U.S. Navy P-8A Poseidon jet was flying at 16,500 feet to get a view of low-lying coral reefs that have been turned into garrisons with 5-story buildings, et cetera, et cetera. And there was, a bullhorn saying, "U.S. military aircraft, this is China, leave immediately and keep out to avoid any misunderstanding."
No, they didn't use a bullhorn, from 16,000 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There are internationally agreed upon channels for radio communication.
So this was not a bullhorn. This was an electronic bullhorn.
Yeah, this was over the radio.
Yeah.
And
Mike, how long do you think before China is going to uncork because they're so unhappy with the U.S. policy here?
It's only a matter of time before somebody just gets fed up with all of this dancing around and just says, "Let's go for it." And it could happen by accident. I mean, that NATO plane that fired a live missile at the Russian border.
In Estonia? Hello. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can we? Never mind.
Yes. Okay.
We're fine.
All right.
Yeah. Somebody makes a mistake in a situation like that, it's going to get out of control.
Yeah.
One of the problems we have with all this computerized warfighting equipment is that it could take off beyond human control.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happened when the USS Vincennes shot down that Iranian passenger
jet.
Yes,
I remember that all those years ago.
The captain had just turned his key to enable, and the mm-hmm. computer just took over, and the passenger jet was dead before anybody could do anything about it.
Yikes.
The same thing with TWA 800.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Are we about at a break?
We will be in about 20 seconds here.
Okay. All righty.
Because
I'd like to tease this into the next segment.
Okay, well, go ahead and tease away.
All right. Apparently, North Korea threatens to disrupt the tranquility of the region.
And we actually did mention this briefly earlier in the program
mm-hmm.
Because North Korea was waiting for some kind of gesture from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Of
appreciation. Yeah.
And instead, they got hit with more sanctions.
Yeah.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Hoosier to the sunburn.
All right, here we go. Okay. Sorry about that. We were just making a joke about the fact that NASA is sending a mission to the sun, and everybody's concerned about how the spacecraft could burn up from all the heat. And I said, well, the solution is obvious. Just go at night. So, little NASA humor there.
Yes.
All
yes.
right. Go ahead. Your next story.
Thank you. Apparently, the U.S. Appeals Court has ordered the EPA to ban a pesticide said to harm children. Well, it's not only children it harms. It's bees, which are critical for pollinization of the crops.
Yes.
And it was a divided federal appeals court yesterday that ordered the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to ban a widely used pesticide that critics say can harm children and farmers. Now, it was a 2-1 decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. There's a lot this group has done that I have not been able to be comfortable with, but I think they did the right thing in this case, Mike. They overturned former EPA Commissioner Scott Pruitt's March 2017 denial of a petition by environmental groups to ban the use of chlorpyrifos on food crops such as fruits, vegetables, and nuts. And this shows that the EPA can't just ignore the science that this pesticide damages children's brains. And this was said by Marisa Ordonio, a lawyer for Earth Justice, which represented the petitioners, and she said this in an interview. The Trump administration has to follow the laws, does everyone else. And Pruitt's ruling, one of many by the administration to reduce federal regulation oversight, had previously reversed a 2015 Obama administration recommendation to extend a 2000 ban on chloropyros that covered most households.
I think that was a typo there.
Yes. Yeah. Apparently, writing for the Seattle-based appeals court, Judge Jed Rakoff directed the EPA to ban chloropyros within 60 days, saying the agency failed to counteract scientific evidence that its residue on food causes neurodevelopmental damage to kids. And unless, Mike, neurodevelopmental damage to kids is what the U.S. government wants, and one has to wonder, given how educational programs in this country seek to indoctrinate rather than educate, this poison should not be sprayed on anyone's potential food, period, end of discussion.
Unfortunately, we are in an age where large corporations are selling products that are not always effective, are very often dangerous, but because they're generous contributors to Congress, it's a corrupted system.
Yeah.
And as long as it's making money and the money continues to be shared, these corporations are allowed to get away with it.
Yeah.
Now, I know the small family farms have the option of going back to natural organic methods.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, what you're dealing with here when you're dealing with pesticides, they are a poison.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no getting around it. They are a poison. Supposedly they're designed to be poisonous against a specific life form, but not against you. In fact, Monsanto's big claim when glyphosate came on out was that it was highly toxic, but only against plants. Has since been disproved, I might add.
A million times. And let's go over to our wonderful, much-loved telecom companies.
Oh, yes.
Comcast breach exposes 26.5 million customers' social securities number and partial addresses. Apparently, it's Xfinity's login page had an easily found bug that allowed anyone to gain access to the social security numbers and partial home addresses of over 26 million customers.
Well, good thing we don't use the Xfinity login page.
Yeah. Their spokesapologist, that's a new word, David McGuire, says the company patched the bug quickly after being notified of its existence by security researcher Ryan Stevenson, and added that the company takes our customer security very seriously, adding that the company didn't think anyone had exploited the bug.
Oh, how could they know that?
Yeah, and I'm going to make a guess here. The result was one of many of the mergers and acquisitions that allowed Comcast to grow to become the country's largest and most hated cable operator, as they put growth and profits ahead of integration and security. It's just a guess. Merging IT systems is one of the most notoriously tricky and insecure things a corporation can do. Mike,
yeah, that's definitely a real possibility.
Yeah,
that's definitely a real possibility. Or, you know, somebody goes to work in the IT department of a large corporation. They get access to the source code.
Yep.
They plant the bug. The back door.
Yep.
Then they go punch out their boss and get fired. Then they go on home and they start siphoning out all the data.
Right. You know, and I have to think and I have to share, Comcast has a real close second in being the most hated cable operators to Spectrum, which promises in their multi-billion-dollar advertising so much access, but never actually really delivers it, as you and I know.
Yes.
Mike, what do they promise us and what do they actually deliver us?
We pay for 300 megabits per second download speed, and we're getting about 60,
right,
which is enough to do what we're doing, but that's entirely beside the point.
Yeah.
And I have been round and around with Spectrum. You know, I'll take the cable right out of the cable modem, plug it into a laptop, and run these internet speed tests, and it's always the same. And they keep saying, oh, no, it's got to be at your end. It's got to be your end. Meanwhile, what's really annoying is we kept getting emails promoting Spectrum's business class internet, which they promise will be a lot faster. Well, if we're not getting what we were promised on our home service, we're certainly not going to go with the business class.
No, definitely not.
Yep.
Definitely not. Going back to another interesting situation, the Easter Island people want return of their sacred statue stolen by Imperial Britain. The Rapa Nui people of Easter Island are asking the British Museum to return one of the island's sacred Moai statues stolen 150 years ago by British sailors. It is apparently one of many artifacts looted by the UK in its imperial days.
Well, that's what the British Museum is full of.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
that they've looted from other countries, and, like the Elgin marbles.
Yeah, and it was presented to Queen Victoria in 1869. She, in turn, gifted it to the British Museum. And no Moai statue has been precisely dated, but they are estimated to be at least 400 years old. Now, this one's name is Ho Hakanania, ironically, and it's been translated as lost or stolen friend, among other variants. Dear people of Rapa Nui, I wish you the best possible luck with this, but you are probably going to need a lawsuit and an attorney like someone with the star power of Amal Clooney to potentially get you out of this one, because she is attempting to negotiate in behalf of the Greek government for a return of the Elgin ivories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marbles.
Marble. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Oh, and here's something that our liberal friends are going to love.
Yes.
NAACP poll. Black American support for Donald Trump surges. A poll conducted by the NAACP shows that black people support for President Trump sits at 21%, which, according to the Washington Examiner, is more than double his support in an April poll conducted by Reuters. Oh, Mike, the ashtrays are going to be flying tonight at the DNC. Everything that they are trying to do to get this president out of office is kind of exploding like a bad trick cigar.
Well, there's another poll that's really yeah. going to upset them.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, support for Trump among Hispanics mm-hmm. is climbing.
Yeah.
Now, whether they're polling the illegal immigrants or not, but it's an indicator that the Hispanics are not going to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with the fact that the Democrats really didn't improve the job market mm-hmm. when they were last in power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Mike, did you cover this the first 2 hours, the handwritten notes exposing?
Nope, I didn't.
Okay.
I
All
didn't.
Right. Okay. Apparently, there are handwritten notes exposing what Fusion GPS told the DOJ about Trump. And there was a memory stick, an admission of a Hail Mary leak, and an unmistakable push to push the Russian investigation closer to Donald Trump's inner circle with uncorroborated facts. These are just some of the highlights from the day that Fusion GPS founder Glenn Simpson paid by Hillary's campaign to dig up dirt on her GOP rival, met secretly with a top Justice Department official right after Trump won the 2016 election. And it was all captured in the official's handwritten notes, a contemporaneous record that intelligence professionals tells the author of this article exposes the flaws plaguing the early Russian collusion case. For example, Simpson told then Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr during the December 10, 2016 meeting in Washington in a coffee shop that he believed that Trump's longtime lawyer was the go-between from Russia to the Trump campaign. Yet Simpson allegedly acknowledged that most of the information GPS and British intelligence operative Christopher Steele, heard that name before,
yep.
developed did not come from sources inside Moscow. Much of the collection about the Trump campaign's ties to Russia comes from an alleged former Russian intelligence officer, not entirely clear, who lives in the U.S., which Orr scribbled in his notes. And in those notes, Orr repeatedly misspells Simpson's first name as Glenn.
With now, one N.
Yeah, and
but there was
the
another
deal.
Place in the notes
yeah.
where Simpson basically says they had no sources in Russia.
Yeah. So they have no sources. How did they go forward to get a court case, a FISA case against Trump, when Clinton paid for the dossier, which was used by the FISA court, to initiate against the Trump campaign? And it didn't matter to her or any of the DNC that none of these charges had any base in reality.
No.
Yeah.
They're politicians. They're
yeah.
professional liars.
Yeah. And it's,
you know,
all
it's
about,
just get your enemy.
Yeah. It's all about getting Trump with a trial that is potentially going to play out beyond the 2018 midterms to ensure that the majority in the House were Democrats so they could begin impeachment charges against Trump.
Well, I think what they're going to do, the first thing, is they're going to shut down all these House investigations
yeah.
because the Democrats will now be in charge of the committees. Mm-hmm. But again, they can scream impeachment, 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 but they've got to have a high crime or a misdemeanor and proof thereof. You can't impeach somebody just because you don't like them. Mm-hmm. This isn't like down in West Virginia where the entire state Supreme Court is being impeached for provable corruption.
And let's go over to SecDef Mathis and where he's off to. Apparently, Pentagon Chief Mattis, excuse me, Pentagon SecDef, yes, Mattis, leaves for trip to South America on August 12th. And he'll be visiting Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and Colombia. And Secretary of Defense Mattis embarks Sunday, August 12th, on his first trip to South America while leading the Department of Defense. That was a Freudian slip. Sorry. The White House declared 2018 the Year of the Americas, and the Secretary's trip underscores the Department's strong defense ties with Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and Colombia. What, of course, Mike, is not mentioned here is the real reason for the trip, to figure out how to topple Maduro's in Venezuela after the botched drone attack.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's got to be very high on everyone's list. Also, something that you will not see in the prostitute or correspondence media, apparently 60,000 Pakistani troops are headed toward the Durand line with Afghanistan to improve border security along the Durand line with Afghanistan. And they're going to use the troops to expand patrols on the heavily disputed border region to curb the flow of terrorists operating between both nations. Now, the military officials requested anonymity for sharing this, and they informed Bloomberg that about 40% of the troops needed have already been recruited, with the total process taking up to 2 years. About 13% of the security fence along the 1,456-mile-long border has been erected. This is a lot of guys.
That is a lot of guys.
60,000?
Yep.
Apparently, the Pakistani leadership sees no other way out other than using more force to try to resolve intrusions at its border.
Okay.
What's up?
I'm just sending a message to our control room.
Okay. All right. And I'd like to go on.
Please.
Apparently,
don't wait for
Iraq's election results unchanged by recount. Sadr's bloc retains plurality after the recount after the election. The ordered manual recount of the votes from May's parliamentary election had finished with the results broadly unchanged. Fewer than a dozen seats changed hands out of 329, and cleric Motakta al-Sadr's bloc retained the plurality the way they did before. Now, Mike, this has to be the U.S. government's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Because remember, Muqtada al-Sadr was the guy who told the U.S. that if one soldier extended their stay by 1 minute after the SOFA agreement with Iraq had them leaving, that there were fair game for the Mahdi army. And he could reconstitute the band very quickly in a very short period of time if they don't like what they see Americans doing in this country.
Yeah, they very much could here. And mm-hmm. basically, the United States has now lost control of Iraq. Mm-hmm. And like Syria, they're basically in somebody else's country mm-hmm. without permission.
Yeah. And this brings me over to Turkey. Turkish pro-government lawyers are seeking arrest of U.S. troops at Incirlik Air Base. This is a biggie. A group of lawyers assigned to Turkish President Recep Erdogan has filed formal charges against a number of U.S. Air Force officers who are stationed in Turkey's Incirlik Air Base. The complaint accuses them of having ties to terrorist groups and being in league with a banned Gulenist organization. And ever since the failed cuckoo cuckoo in 2016, Erdogan has blamed this cleric and accused the U.S. troops of being for him. Now, this is being treated by analysts who are saying the charges are a direct response to last week's imposition of sanctions against two Turkish cabinet members by the U.S. The sanctions were imposed in protest of Turkey's dissension of American pastor Andrew Brunson, who has been held since 2016 on accusations of Gulenist ties. And so, Mike, I've got to wonder, with these sanctions and counter-arrests, Is the U.S. looking to go to war with Turkey, considering the sanctions they placed against them?
I think the U.S. is looking to go to war with everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and it is utter insanity.
Yeah.
But again, all these sanctions, all they're doing is they're isolating the United States diplomatically and economically from the rest of the world.
Yeah. And with this development, there is a current crisis in Turkey, and Erdogan is calling on citizens to sell dollars and buy lira amidst the collapse of Turkey's currency.
And with that, we're going to have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll be back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Powhana Friday. And Claire, what do you have to share with us?
Well, this comes again from Zero Hedge, which is where the other articles about Turkey came from. And it's describing what's going on in the markets as a complete, consummate bloodbath. And emerging markets are collapsing as Turkey tantrum spread. And through July, many side-sell analysts saw the stability in EM assets as a sign that the worst was over and encouraged investors to pile back in to take advantage of the blood in the streets. But as one of the veteran EM traders in Brazil explained to Zero Hedge this morning, this is a consummate bloodbath, adding that the liquidity has disappeared and as spooked retailers pile out of the ETFs that their advisors were saying were no-brainers, the pressure in real markets is explosive. And apparently it really is a bloodbath.
Well, and, as I mentioned earlier, our own stock market did not do well today.
No,
they didn't have their traditional Friday happy ending.
And apparently Turkey's agony explodes as Trump doubles steel aluminum tariffs. And it's one of those moments when you thought nothing could get worse for Turkey's economy, while watching the collapse of the Turkish lira and sensing that perhaps Erdogan's end is near, President Trump blindsided the NATO member with a tweet, not an official document, but a tweet nonetheless, announcing that he is doubling Turkey's steel and aluminum tariffs by 50% and 20% respectively. Why? Because he said our relationships with Turkey are not good at this time.
Well, you only tried to get rid of him a few years ago here.
Yeah. And it looks like the pressure is going to be ongoing. Getting back to Europe very briefly, as anti-open borders populism spreads, apparently Merkel and Macron's polls numbers right off the cliff. Apparently, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron are now faced with their worst public approval ratings hitting record lows as conservatism and populism spread throughout the European Union. And Mike, this is a no-brainer. The German and French people have had quite enough of the results of unrestrained, unvetted immigration, which has been brought to their respective countries.
Yeah, they absolutely have. I mean, it's a mess, and we're seeing the start of the pushback here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a last story about President Obama ignoring genocide in South Africa. Now, he leveled Libya and lynched its leader, and people in government not concerned. They knew with certainty that Obama was destroying lives irreparably out of the goodness of his heart. So when he became the uncrowned king of the killer drone murdering Pakistanis, Afghani, Libyan, and Yemeni citizens in their thousands, that too, to his acolytes, generally justified, was justified and minimized and concealed. In June of 2008, Obama marked his election as the moment when the rise of the oceans should begin to slow and our planet will begin to heal.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time here. The music is now starting.
Okay.
And so we have to head on off and got to do the laundry.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for John Stadmiller.
Yes.
I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Mm-hmm. Please take what you are learning here. Share it with everyone that you know. Write letters, email. Unfortunately, that's starting to be filtered, apparently, according to this article that got sent to me. SneakerNet, just talk to people. It is up to us to keep the truth flowing against a corporate fascist government that is determined to go back to the world where we're buried in lies. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.